Welcome to the Trending Show. Here's your host, Mike Quackenbush.
Why, thank you, Jim. This is indeed the Trending Show. I am Mike Quackenbush. It is brought to you by Cobra Electronics, our exclusive show sponsor. Hey, my schedule's a mess, and I am getting behind. So let's get caught up on everything that was trending since we last spoke, or at least as much as I can jam into this mini-episode. Last Monday, Cher wanted to remind people she was alive, and did so by showing what's left of herself on Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars is mindless entertainment for people that feel like Shark Tank requires too much attention, and feel like anything about Honey Boo Boo makes them dumber. I'm kind of amazed I don't watch it. David Kayyem, the son of a geography professor at Central Connecticut State University, who was arrested Monday following a three-hour lockdown at the school, was arrested again, this time for returning to campus Tuesday, following his release from custody. He has subsequently been charged with criminal trespass. Kayyem attended a University of Connecticut party for 3 days without a change of clothes and returned to campus Monday still wearing his Halloween costume, which was a ninja costume. His ninja suit accessories included a plastic katana sword and gun, which led to the three-hour lockdown. Lockdown is also a three-hour pay-per-view event staged by pro wrestling company TNA every March. It is not anywhere near as much fun as being arrested twice within 24 hours, let alone as much fun as a three-day Halloween party at UConn. People wanted to know more about yak and syrup after the Wizard of Oz extolled the virtues of the sweetener from his pulpit within the Emerald City. A study of the weight loss properties associated with it says the syrup derives from South America, high in the Andes Mountains, and is considered to be a staple in the Peruvian diet. It's described as being a candy in a jar. All of this is suspect to me. First, I can't help but notice that Oz looks a whole lot like the guy at the door of the wizard's castle, and he also looks a lot like the coachman and Professor Marvel. Maybe it was just a weird casting choice. But the lyrics to Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon album make me think something duplicitous is taking place. Candy in a jar? Hey, that already exists. You can put most candies into jars. You're not breaking any new ground here, Copernicus. Doug Hutchinson and Courtney Stodden separated, and if you were like me, that means you spent a few moments going, I swear I know who those people are. Let me think about it. Turns out Doug is the dude that played Horace on Lost, and if you want to go a bit further back, he was Eugene Victor Toombs on The X-Files as well. That was the guy that could fit inside impossibly small places. Courtney Stodden wants to explore the single life and develop her career as an aspiring singer. I don't know if you've YouTubed some of Courtney singing, as I was foolhardy enough to do, but I can tell you that Courtney being an aspiring singer is a lot like Honey Boo Boo claiming to be an aspiring Nobel laureate. Well, dream big, kids. Incidentally, if you can withstand upwards of 30 seconds of the video where Courtney is on a boat in a marsh sitting next to a dog she has dyed pink, you are made of sterner stuff than I am.
I thought you were made of sterner stuff.
100,000 people searched for Jennifer Aniston last week because she got a haircut. 200,000 people searched for Jamie Alexander. She plays Sif in the Marvel Cinematic Universe because she wore a revealing dress. 250,000 people searched for Guy Fawkes because they remembered the 5th of November. 500,000 people searched for Terry McAuliffe, not because of his hair or choice of dress or due to his indirect involvement in the gunpowder plot of 1605. No, Terry McAuliffe won the election to become governor of Virginia. He accomplished this by checking in on Foursquare so many times he ascended from mayor to super mayor to governor. This is made possible thanks to the Foursquare 5.0 update and marks the first time a mobile app placed a real politician in power. So long as McAuliffe can maintain gubernatorial control of Virginia, he will get 10% off his lattes, which is just one more thing that infuriates members of the Herbal Tea Party. Listen, I gotta run. I've got so much more to catch you up on, though. Another Jennifer cut her hair last week? How's that for a solid tease? Plus, you know, I've gotta talk up Thor the Dark World and poke fun at Walmart. I'm gonna keep cranking out these mini-episode trending shows so long as you listen, and so long as great show sponsor Cobra Electronics keeps on sponsoring. You can check out their complete line of gadgets, gizmos, and cool doodads over at Cobra.com. Need a gift idea? Cobra.com. Spend a lot of time driving? Cobra.com. Hate the way Shipwreck talks to his parrot like it's a human being? Cobra.com. All right, I gotta go. Adios, amigos.